Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lenny Green. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Martin. Batting third. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Altobelli. Batting fifth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bill Tuttle. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting second. The second baseman, Chuck Cottier. Batting third. The shortstop, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Gene Green. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Willie Taspi. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bud Zipfel. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ken Retzer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe McLain. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Joe McLain. And now, play ball. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards first. Zipfel scoops it up and throws to first, with McLain covering, for the out. One out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Martin. The throw from Retzer and he is safe. Martin steals second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew strikes out. Two outs. Joe Altobelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altobelli hits a pop-up towards short. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a fly ball into right field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Taspi who is chasing the ball. Tuttle reaches third base with a triple. Batty scores. It's 1-0. Twins. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tuttle scores. It's 2-0, Twins. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is called out on strikes. One out. Bud Zipfel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zipfel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Zipfel for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Senators nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cottier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a fly ball into left field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Joe Altobelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altobelli is 0 for 1 in the game. Altobelli strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ken Retzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Retzer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe McClain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Batty for a passed ball. Retzer moves to second. Joe McClain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClain hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ver Alse fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Retzer moves to third. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McClain moves to second. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Connell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 0 for 1 in the game. Cottier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tuttle fields it and throws to home to get Retzer. McClain moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Senators nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. Allison hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cottier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Tuttle hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cottier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-for-1 in the game. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bud Zipfel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zipfel is 0-for-1 in the game. Zipfel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Senators nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhaals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaals is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Verhaals hits a fly ball into right field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0-for-1 in the game. Cott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cottier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. Green hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cottier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hinton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Retzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Retzer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Retzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hinton moves to second. One out. Joe McLean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLean is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McLean is called out on strikes. Two outs. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats O'Connell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Senators nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLean fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew strikes out. Two outs. Joe Altobelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altobelli is 0-for-2 in the game. Altobelli hits a ball on the ground towards first. Zipfel scoops it up and throws to first, with McLean covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 0-for-2 in the game. Cottier hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Altobelli. Cottier reaches second base with a double. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. Green hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cottier scores. Johnson moves to third. It's 2-1, Twins. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-for-2 in the game. Tasby strikes out. One out. Bud Zipfel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zipfel is 0-for-2 in the game. Zipfel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaals scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Senators 1. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-2 in the game. Allison hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Tuttle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Allison moves to third. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Verhals hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Allison scores. Tuttle moves to second. It's 3-1, Twins. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0-for-2 in the game. Cott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cottier fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Dan Dobek now playing center field. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hinton is called out on strikes. One out. Ken Retzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Retzer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Retzer takes first base on ball 4. Harry Bright pinch hits for Joe McLean. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright hits a line drive towards the mound. Cott catches it and throws to first to double up Retzer. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Senators 1. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Sisler now pitching. Dan Dobek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobek hits a ball on the ground towards first. Zipfel scoops it up and throws to first, with Sisler covering, for the out. One out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. O'Connell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-3 in the game. O'Connell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Cotier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotier is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Cotier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tuttle fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Senators 1. The Twins will come to bat. Joe Altobelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altobelli is 0-for-3 in the game. Altobelli hits a ball on the ground towards first. Zipfel scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Altobelli for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Batty strikes out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Zipfel scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tuttle for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jose Valdivielso now playing third base. Bill Tuttle now playing center field. Dan Dobek now playing left field. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Tasbai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasbai is 0-for-3 in the game. Tasbai hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kott juggles the ball. That's an error on Kott. Bud Zipfel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zipfel is 0-for-3 in the game. Zipfel hits a ball on the ground towards second. Martin scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 3, and Washington Senators, 1. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.